I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
I'll get you next time. Catch it.
Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Plumbing Boys Play/Ruin Dead and Thay. Previously,
of all the zombies, only one of them manages to actually get its hands on Adam, dealing him 3 points of damage.
Ow!
Oh, what a poor boy.
Oh man, the poor other boy.
He doesn't know.
He
doesn't know what's happening to him.
Do you think we're going to survive this fight enough to be able to figure out whatever puzzle was on that black gate? Personally, I don't.
Are we going to survive long enough for this to be considered a series?
I just love, because the benefit of my copies is that they were not people. So all you've done is put yourself in the line of fire.
Don't bite me, I'm a little boy.
Don't bite little boy, Quasi.
I love little boys, they taste the best.
Oh no. We should become old men.
The white gets a critical hit on Adam.
Oh no, not our boy. Not everybody here is biological son.
It bites you again, and you take another 4 points of damage.
That doesn't sound right.
Then you need to make another constitution
here we
saving throw.
So you have more poison than blood right now.
If you just cut your wrists now, you'd be bleeding.
Yeah. Think of your little boy funeral!
I'm gonna a little boy funeral for me!
In between profanities, you feel sharp fangs piercing your little boy neck.
Oh, that poor little
it's
boy.
It's a critical hit.
Oh, fuck.
Man, she's gonna feast on you.
Oh, fuck, she's got me good.
You take 6 points of just piercing damage.
Hey, that's something.
Then you take 9 points of necrotic damage.
Yeah.
As your veins dry up around the bite.
A tee-hee.
Your hit points are reduced by that as well. So your maximum hit points go down.
Oh, yeah. Good. Hey, you had lucky you had heaps to spare.
Yeah. I'm still higher than you, I think.
Yep. Let's shut him up.
To be honest, I might be on about the same page now. That's exciting.
I've only been hit twice, though.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. It's a shame. But it's life, you know?
Yeah, that's an important part of life, just death.
Just wait till I use my mage hand to save the day.
Yeah, who knows what this is.
And then internal bleeding. You make a DC 14 constitution saving throw.
Let me just check my con, neg 1.
Cool. On a failed save, you take a D6 damage at the beginning of your next turn for a D6 rounds. You fail.
Okie doke.
So at the beginning of your turn for the next 3 rounds, you are going to take a D6 damage.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
That was the vampire spawn. Doucher.
Yes.
What do you want to do? It's your turn.
See, I want to pick someone up and smack him into the wall.
I say try it.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Pick up nearest enemy, slam into wall.
That closet, maybe. Or the vampire.
The vampire spawn or the closet?
The vampire magic damage. Although I am magic.
Yeah.
Does it count as magic damage if I smack it into a wall?
No, unfortunately.
I'll grab the quasi. He's also the one that's attacked me the most.
He's a little boy, too.
Smush him on the wall! Big little boy kills little boy.
Kills ugly little boy.
You grab the quasit and slam it into the wall next to you. As you grab the quasit, you hear it say, wait.
No.
Then, funk. It sounds like you got
a, like, it sounds like you got a Hessian sack. And then you filled the Hessian sack with, you filled the Hessian sack with marbles and ice.
Oh, that's rough.
To top it up,
yeah,
it looks like you then filled that sack with red cordial.
How is he?
Yeah. Is he doing okay?
Find out.
You are basically like a biff wizard.
Just use your hands. I forgot how strong you were.
My bludgeoning is real. Like,
you kill the closet.
Die, little boy. There's only one little boy for me. And that is my little boy.
And me.
And all me, right. Who is a big little boy.
Dusha, that was your turn.
Father of three.
Oh, would you like to move, Dusha? You can, but there's not a lot of point to it.
He's thinking about us.
Nah. I'll stand still. Stand my ground.
Yeah. All right. Then it is the white's turn.
I might
turn.
Yell. Ah!
Ah! For no reason but the thrill of it.
Have you ever had a big scream?
It's great.
It's exciting.
Cathartic.
If you just like stop and yell, it's good. Like, ah! See, that feels good. Ah! Adam, you try. See, didn't that feel nice?
Don't you feel so refreshed?
It's like a cool glass of water having a yell.
Yeah. Like a nice room temperature glass of milk, you know?
The white sword bites into Adam's shoulder. Ow! Adam takes 3 points of damage.
Hey, okay. I'm not worried about Adam.
I am. He falls, we all die.
Oh, yeah, holy shit. Do you have any idea how much of the fight Adam has been tanking? Have you been looking at the screen? At one point, it was like all of the enemies stopped by Adam.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, we saw. We noticed.
Yeah.
Then
that's why I tried to distract.
That was the clever. White. The closet is dead.
Hey. It is a pink smear on a wall.
Jackson, you take 1 point of damage as you continue to bleed internally.
Okay, this is an important question.
Yeah.
Does the white have shoes on?
It would have gauntleted boots. Not gauntleted, sorry. It'd have armored boots.
So no laces?
Yeah, there would be laces.
I'd like to use my mage hand to tie up the shoelaces of the white.
Tie them together?
Tie them together so it'll trip over. And then say, "Tee-hee, come get me," and run away from it.
Okay.
Yes, it's all coming to fruition, baby. Adam's thinking. Imagine he had to open a book, schoolyard pranks.
Or you there can just take down the stats of a swirly. It might come in handy.
Yeah. What's that embarrassing point for Dakin?
This is great. It's going to come down. You matched each other. It's coming down to a paper, scissors, rock.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Paper, scissors, rock.
I gotcha.
Adam's gone rock. Jackson's gone
Jackson
paper.
Went paper before we finished, knowing that I was going to go rock. All right. You do it.
Yes.
You manage to tie the white's laces together. On its turn, if it tries to move, it will topple over.
Fabulous. And I've run away from it. But I wasn't that close to it.
What direction are you running away?
Just in a position.
Oh, you can't. You grappled by the...
That's right.
The vampire spawns to sink. It's teeth
and teeth. And you're like...
Ow!
Ow! My hand tinkling to the side of me.
It's the zombie's turn. The zombie cannot penetrate Adam's armored shell. Zaman, it's your turn.
I want to like get behind Jackson, so I have a little bit of cover.
Yeah.
And then want to go and just on Adam's like back of his head, caress him ever so gently and cure wounds.
All right. What level cure wounds?
How many does he need?
A lot. Just
100.
He's down maybe about 30 hit points right now.
So what is cure wounds? Let's cast it a third level spell. No, fourth level spell.
Fourth level? Okay.
Why not?
48 minus 3.
Okay, maybe third level spell.
Third level?
Yeah. Oh, no, 48. I thought you had 48. I'm like, that seems over.
That's a little, a bit much.
Yeah, first level.
Eight-sided dice, negative 3 for your casting.
We'll go fourth level then.
All right. I've never had to subtract from this before.
It's the first time for everything.
Yeah, God.
I wonder how many firsts play/ruin, just for D&D. Like,
yeah.
I boiled myself in piss. How many games has that occurred? Yeah. We'd be in the top 10, I have to assume.
Adam recovers 16 hit points.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. That's your turn, Dusha. Zaman, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is Adam's turn. Adam wants to finish off this fucking zombie.
That's fair.
He swings at the zombie and strikes it. He deals the zombie 10 points of damage. The zombie goes down.
Good ass.
Good work,
it's just
Adam.
The white left, and he's going to trip over
vampire,
in his silly shoes.
And that
then he attacks.
Eating you.
No. Adam gets a critical miss against the white.
Oh, no.
Butterfingers, you lose your grip mid-swing, and your weapon goes flying.
Oh, no. The one communal weapon.
The 5 feet away in a direction of your target. Make a ranged attack roll against the nearest creature other than the target in that direction. There's no one in that direction. So the scimitar just clatters at the white's feet. Oh, sorry. Adam uses his interaction to bend over and pick up the scimitar, and the white attacks in the back of the head. It clatters off Adam's helmet.
Adam does Adam not notice.
Does not notice, picks up the scimitar and stands back up.
Oh, glorious.
You're a good boy. I start massaging his shoulders. Good boy.
He's the only thing that's kept us alive.
It's the vampire spawn's turn.
I'm going to try and protect my little boy next turn. I've got a plan.
I'm excited.
The vampire spawn sinks its teeth further into you, Jackson, and continues to drink your blood. You take 9 points of piercing damage.
Little boy. Little boy funeral.
You're lucky. You only take 2 points of necrotic damage, but your maximum hit points are reduced by the same amount.
Great.
I'm a cheeky little boy. Your wrinklet wig falls off.
To reveal a balding.
It's like thinning gray hair.
Oh, God.
What am I?
Tushar, it's your turn.
I'm going to cast Scorching Ray at level 5.
Thank God you're big.
Thank God you were big for this.
I'm going to cast Scorching Ray.
Oh, God. Fuck. It's the right move. It's the right move. It's just so funny. You got big. You can't cast it at 5th level. Yes. You use Dominate. You only have 1 5th level spell.
Oh, sorry, I cast it as a 4th level. Sorry.
Yeah, you can cast it as 4th level.
Thought Dominate was 4th.
That's cool. All right.
Cast it at the vampire attacking Jackson.
All right. You hurl 4 rays of energy at the vampire spawn. What's its AC? You get +2 to this.
You're going to just make it a pile of ash.
First attack, miss. Second attack, hit.
Hey.
Hey.
Third attack, hit. Fourth attack, hit. All right, you only missed once.
That is good.
You know, we're doing a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, me too.
You do 66 fire damage.
Jesus.
Wow.
And I think fire damage. Oh, no, it's not weak to this type of attack.
Rats.
But hey, nonetheless, you have heard it. Oh, I forget it regenerates. Every turn it heals.
Yes.
So wait, was this damage?
This is damage, but every turn it heals 10 hit points. Oh, if it isn't in sunlight, I'm running water.
Scorching
Rays. Unfortunately, fire damage, no, sorry.
Yeah. Rats. Rat apples.
If you deal radiant damage, mm-hmm. damage from holy water, mm-hmm. or if it is in sunlight or through running water, it does not regenerate.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do.
I'm excited.
Is it daytime?
You deal 26. It is.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You deal 26 points of
damage. No.
Don't know where this is going.
Oh.
You are so in a mountain right now.
How in a mountain?
Well, I guess you don't know, to be fair.
We got no idea where we are.
We don't even know what time it is.
We don't know why we do anything.
I got confirmed that it's daytime.
Yeah.
I know that it's
but
daytime.
You don't know that.
Oh, I know it's daytime.
Dusha got confirmed. But
it was daytime when we were in the temple.
Yeah, I assume that it was it's still daytime.
Oh, no.
The white cannot land a hit on Adam. Jackson, you take 2 points of damage from your continued bleeding.
How much health does he have left?
He has 27 hit points.
Oh, that's...
I'm fine.
You're fine. Yeah. I got 15.
All right. And then, Jackson, your turn.
I would like to... Can I disengage?
No. You've got to break the grapple.
Well, I'll break the grapple then.
You fail to break the grapple.
Little boy, cheeky little boy.
That's all I can do, yeah?
That was your action, yes. Yeah. So if you have a bonus action that you want to use...
Shield? No, that's a reaction. No, I have no bonus. Oh! Expeditious to retreat?
It won't help you here, unfortunately.
Well, then I stay getting my neck sucked up.
All right.
Wait, let me look at my abilities.
We'll go with Samet and we'll come back to you, Jack.
All good.
At a center point of Jackson,
yeah,
I will cast Mass Cure Wounds to heal all of us.
Okay, let me just double check that doesn't get enemies.
I can choose up to them.
Yeah, you choose them. All right, cool. Yeah. All right, so...
Does it work like in Final Fantasy where healing hurts the undead?
No, unfortunately.
Boo.
That's 3.5.
That's lame.
Dang it.
So all of your allies and yourself recover... What will that be? 12 hit points. So.
Hooray.
Adam recovers 12 hit points. Jackson recovers 12 hit
you
points.
You need it,
yay!
Though.
Yay! Dushan recovers 12 hit points.
You back, baby?
And you recover
12 hit points.
The gang's all back together.
That was a huge heal for me. I went from 15 to 27 out of a max 45.
Holy shit.
Okay.
The game's the day is not over yet.
You can't do that again.
Nope. It's all right. I only needed it once.
Yeah, we don't need it. We got two people left to kill.
Plus, we kill these people, we go to sleep. Yeah, you turn exactly. into a mule.
You turn into a mule and you're finally at peace again.
No, the townsfolk will leave me alone.
It's Adam's turn. He strikes the white twice with the scimitar, dealing 6 and then 8 points of quotation marks damage for 3 and 4, 7 points of damage total.
Do you reckon different animals have better sleeps? Like if I turn into a mule, then sleep, is that like a better sleep than if I was sleeping as a man?
Well, if you turn into a bear and you sleep, that's not as good as a bear can have a sleep. So, like, you know, you're not hibernating, so it's not your ideal sleep.
Okay, but if I turn into a bear and then try and hibernate, could I hibernate?
How long does it last?
It lasts for 4
hours.
If you're
a high enough level druid, yes.
Okay.
Jackson, you lose another 3, 6 piercing, and then...
Cheeky little boy playing some schoolyard pranks.
6 necrotic damage as it continues to suck your blood, and your maximum hit points are reduced by another 6 hit points.
Oh, what's his max now?
45.
Hey!
Hey, buddy! High five!
Like boom. Father, like son.
All right, that was the vampire spawn's turn. Dusha, it's your turn.
Trip over the vampire. I could try to shoot.
You could try
together.
Casting Scorching Ray at the same level or a lower level.
What?
You
okay, could... so can I?
If oh, I... also, sorry, you did have some plan involving the daytime.
Yeah, that's right.
That I can't wait.
Yes, JD.
So the roof is made of rocks.
The roof is made of stone. Yeah, worked stone. It's like a properly carved out. It's been done with love and care.
Walls the same?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Go on. What do we have? Like, what's the spell that you're thinking of casting?
No, I wasn't going to cast a spell.
Oh, okay.
That's so confusing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So much more ominous. Tear off the wall with my bare hands.
Dig your finger into the earth.
Hey, can I cast Enlarge again?
Can Not I get on yourself. No, sorry. You can only gain the effects of Enlarge once.
Ah, what a way to kill someone. Keep making them large.
Make them big until they suffocate in the air. The air's thin and my lungs are huge.
Their head gets into space.
That's crazy because they'd get up and you'd be like, Enlarge, Enlarge, Enlarge. And then at a certain point you'd be like, Enlarge, and their body would just go stiff. And then you'd be like, fucking run, because they fall back down onto the earth.
Head killing.
Reduce. Yeah, killing everyone.
Killing the world. Dispel magic wouldn't dispel its magical properties, would it?
No, dispel magic is specifically Leaf for spells. Must be
up. Yeah, they're like, vampires are like by magic.
I cast Earth Tremor on a wall.
If you cast Earth Tremor, then maybe he'll trip over.
Now, remember what happened last time? How you killed everybody.
Okay, okay. Another one final question before I make my move.
Yeah.
Can I push something and then cast a spell, or is that two actions?
Depends how hard you're pushing and what it is. What's the effect you're going for?
Trip fella over, cast spell.
To trip fella over is an action, unfortunately.
I'll just cast a spell. Maybe he'll move and
fall
well, over Earth anyway. Tremor will knock them over if they fail their saving throw.
Nah, I'm going to go with Scorching Ray again.
All right. What level do you want to cast it at?
Same level again.
All right. So you cast it at fourth level. Oh, it should have healed 10 hit points as well.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it not?
Yeah, duh. Shit. Sorry.
Yes.
First ray. Miss.
Mm.
Second ray. Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Third ray. Hit.
Flying all over the dungeon.
Fourth ray, I think, will be a miss. One hit.
Perfect.
If we were competent fighters, how quickly would this have been over? That's what I keep wondering.
Deal 11 points of damage, so you've counted its healing factor.
Maybe it won't heal next turn.
Yeah.
All right. That was Dusha's turn. It's the white's turn.
Going to attack Adam, presumably.
It misses Adam. It just can't land a hit on Adam. Adam's just... Well, he's very armored up.
I think everybody expects Adam to dodge, and he never does. That's my theory. You go in, and you expect him to counter, and he doesn't, and it makes you pause for a second, and you clang. Oh.
So is it just the white, or is the white and the spawn both immune to physical damage?
You don't know about the spawn. No one's properly just hit it yet.
Yeah. I've got a plan.
Jackson, you take 5 points of damage, but somewhere deep within your chest, your arteries seize up finally, and you stop bleeding into your own stomach.
Yay!
Hey!
It's a happy boy parade.
All right, it's your own. Yeah, it's your turn.
I'll try to break the grapple.
Okay.
Once again.
The dice, like, bang, 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 rolled across the thing, and it was like on a fucking 4 or whatever, and then it slid like it was going to go onto 14, but then rolled back onto 4.
Well.
Yeah, you fuck it up.
That's okay. Look.
I'm a little boy, and this man's too strong. Dusha, you could actually, I think, use your...
Use a sorcery point.
Yeah, you could use a sorcery point to help Jack out here.
Okay, fine. Luck be on our side.
You're free.
Then I'd like to run away. Come catch me, silly Billy.
All right, where do you run?
Towards the white.
Gonna tie his shoes together. I'll just run in a direction where there's no other enemies.
All right, you put yourself in the corner.
Yeah.
That's your turn.
Hee hee.
Blood. Damn it, it's your turn.
Blood pouring from your neck.
Staining my little Lord Fauntleroy costume deep crimson red.
To mold earth, could I loosen it underneath the white?
Let me check.
I'm just like, whoop, whoop. Just start digging him a hole. Then it's no one's problem.
Then we bury him.
Yeah.
And move on. Always in initiative, but not with an enemy we can fight. The rest of our life is lived 5 seconds at a time.
What do you want to do?
Move 5 feet underneath
him. Can't sleep.
You unfortunately can't move stone. He's you nearby. Can only move dirt. You can, with stone, you can make shapes or colors. So basically writing patterns or words. Or in stone, you can cause it to become difficult terrain.
Okay.
Or turn difficult terrain into normal terrain.
Oh, so I can make it difficult terrain?
Yeah.
I'll do that. Whatever.
Yeah, good.
Then he'll trip over and hopefully a jagged piece of stone will embed into his forehead.
Oh.
Wow, that was gruesome.
That was, yeah, yuck.
It's Adam's turn.
He's got this.
Adam's first attack. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, beef boy. Adam hits twice.
Yay.
With the scimitar.
Is that the scimitar I should be using?
No, that's mine.
No, yeah.
You sold your weapons.
For a big lollipop.
Yeah, how's that?
I need an all-day soccer. Tee-hee-hee.
I'm a little boy.
It? Have you used it?
Yeah,
you,
it didn't
tried,
work.
He tried once, it missed. Have you licked it yet?
Yeah, I can imagine it's very sticky. I'm always kind of licking it to think.
How does that count as kind of? Define kind of licking.
Not like a big, but like a little.
Like a cat drinking milk.
Yeah.
Dusha, the vampire spawn finally does what you wanted it to do and rounds on you.
Yes.
You maybe wish it hadn't.
My little boy, you're free.
Does it trip over?
It's not the one whose legs were tied up. The vampire spawn. You're thinking of the white.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You should have done it to the vampire as well.
The vampire spawn is just has feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you thought you got confused.
I thought because it was on me that was the one I was attacking. Yeah.
But instead you're attacking the white.
Yeah.
Dusha, you take... 9 points of slashing damage.
Ooh. That's fine.
Yeah, it's not going to stay fine. And then you fail a grappling check.
Oh, hey. Lucky.
The vampire sinks its fangs deep into you. No, that didn't make sense.
But you're so big.
Yeah, I know. How?
You got so much blood on your neck. So much blood and poison.
Joke's on you. My blood is bad.
With its bite... It deals 9 points of piercing damage.
Does it get poisoned?
No.
Aww.
It does so much more damage than that.
Oh,
no.
Sorry, that 27 dropped to an 18, which then just dropped to a 9.
No, it's not 9. Sorry. With the bite, staunch the bleeding. You bleed. You bleed a lot. Triple damage, and you have disadvantage on strength, dexterity, and constitution-based rolls for a D6 rounds. That's kind of almost going to be irrelevant. So
okay.
9 times 3 is 27.
Uh-huh.
Then it deals an extra 30 points of necrotic damage.
My final words were, give me a big little boy funeral.
It deals you 57 points of damage.
Well,
is that outright dead? What is the rule in 5th edition?
You were on 18.
I was on 27.
You were on 20. No,
So there was one hit before that. Yeah, so yeah, I was on 18.
18, 18, 45, 50, 60. No, you're not outright dead, but that was a close thing. The problem is
to do math.
The maximum hit points are reduced by 30 if you survive.
Oh, my God.
So what is outright dead in 5th ed? It's...
Hang on, sorry, the computer is having trouble understanding what I'm trying to tell it.
15 max hit points, 15, that can't be right. Try
I think so, isn't he level 9? This shouldn't be able to happen.
Are you sure? Do you want to mean 150?
Yeah, 150, surely.
That makes more sense.
All right. Oh, and the vampire spawn heals 10 hit
points. Probably from that blood of mine he just engulfed.
Yeah, that was like he hit an artery and got like a big...
like an oil spill.
Oh, like, yeah, a lot of blood it was like falling out of the side.
Oh,
there.
That was a bad 2 Dusha, words.
Dusha, you have one successful saving throw.
Hey. I'll be fine.
Hell so yeah. What is...
I'm a father.
Like, so, right, dead.
outright dead?
In fifth ed.
In fifth ed is if when you take damage, there's if the leftover damage after you are reduced to zero equals your maximum hit points or more, then you are outright killed. Does it count your new reduced? Should it?
Well, it depends. Which was the attack that was three
the
times?
The bite was the attack that was so the times first three. One. No, because it's only reduced after the attack. Yeah. No, you are not outright killed.
And for those doing maths at home, do you know what that 57 left me with once you took it into max hit points? One. It was one off outright killing me.
Wow.
It was very close.
Wow.
So.
Sorry, two. Because that would, two off, but still.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
It's the white's turn. The white just can't land a hit on Adam. Bang, 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 bang. It keeps attacking Adam's shield but can't touch him. Jackson, it's your turn.
Can I push the white over?
As the giant form of Dusha falls and shrinks as it goes.
Oh, so, no, I shrink and then get a bit bigger.
You're disgusting. You were a big Jackson. Sorry, what did you say you do?
I pushed the white over.
Right. Tee-hee! Whoop.
Underneath me as I fall?
Maybe.
It's not close enough, unfortunately. You shove the white and it bodily falls over and lands on its back.
Like a turtle.
Adam laughs.
Is that my action?
Yeah, that's your action.
That's all good.
All right. What? Oh, and that was... Zamet, your turn.
Do I have my armor on?
No.
Can I put my armor on?
That will take you a minute.
Fuck.
You don't need it.
Yeah, right, fair.
It only gives you an extra plus one, I suppose. I mean, it's, you point. Want it, but
yeah,
like...
Yeah, at this point. Yeah, yeah.
Become a mule. Let's,
you know...
You
can turn into an animal as a bonus action. You could even still attack.
Oh, yeah. I'll turn into a big cat, a lion.
All right.
Yay! Your regular cat became a man.
I hope I live to see it.
15 max hit points.
Mm-hmm.
That rolls.
Oh, yeah, I probably should have cured. Nah, it's fine.
That means that if you take 30 damage, you're dead, right?
Yep.
That's amazing. 30 damage sometimes just happens. Uh-huh.
My strength is higher than my max hit points.
Oh, my God.
You know what's really funny?
Every
the lady is supposed to give you a stone to go back. Because of the conversation you had, you forgot to give you that stone.
We're never leaving.
You're going to have to... No, you can find it in the dungeon. You now just have to find it.
I feel like you're giving us more credit, Adam, than we're worth.
We're going to have to find it.
Oh, yeah. It's not like I'm going to find the rock and be like, what's this rock?
Tries to skip.
No, you pick it up and disappear.
Where did my boy go?
All right.
I start putting up missing little boy signs in the dungeon. Have you
seen
my little
lion?
Boy?
Excellent. Oh, he's big.
Yeah, you get big when you're a lion. Oh. All right.
What can I do as a lion?
Well,
that's a good question to ask before you turn into a lion.
All of the lion powers kind of revolve around you moving 20 or 10 feet.
Could I have been a wolf then?
What you could be a wolf. Get? You're probably still better off as a lion.
I'll go as a lion.
All right.
Well, that bear I like.
Do you want to use your bite or your claws?
Maybe I'll do that bear and just maul.
Okay.
Your cat turned into... Oh, you're dead. You don't know.
Yeah.
Your cat turned into a bear.
A man well, the bear's good. And then a bear.
You make two attacks, one with your bite and one with your claws. Oh,
sick. I'll maul the vampire.
When you try to bite the vampire, it slashes at your open mouth, cutting... Both
no, no,
oh
no.
My God, you got a Joker scar.
Cutting your
we
mouth
live in
a
society.
No! Instagram has a knife.
Then when you try to leap at it with your paws as well, unfortunately, it was just a bad round for you. The vampire spawn darts out from under your attack. You don't land a single blow this turn.
But at least you're a bear now.
Yeah, it is
that
good.
Damn it. It's Adam's turn. I think Adam will... Adam finishes off the white.
A tee-hee!
While it's lying on the ground.
Yeah.
Plunges a sword into its head or something.
Adam, yeah, well, yeah, no, while it's lying down, Adam, like, upends his scimitar and drives it straight down, presumably thinking he has a long sword. It's a messy death. As he smushes
the
long sword, slides along the ground, smearing the white out in front of him. Oh, Adam says. Then Adam puts his scimitar away, turns around to see the fight between the bear and the vampire. Oh, he says.
Oh my
like
God.
He didn't notice what was happening behind him.
That was just like.
He's got good. Object permanence.
I'm just like, oh. Oh.
Oh.
Dusha. And then it is the vampire spawn's turn. It's going to attack you, Zammit. The vampire spawn first attack with its claw misses you. It tries to swipe at you again with its claw. This time it hits.
Sure.
You take. Yeah, it's this. You take 6, 7, 8 points of damage in your bear state.
My bear makes a sound of oof.
Oof.
Oh, and then the vampire spawn heals down.
You know it, baby.
Hell yeah.
Then it is Dusha's turn. Dusha receives another successful saving throw.
You King might... of the live.
King of the death.
Death can never come for me.
That's true.
I am immortal.
That's an intense thing to hear.
Will the dungeon be able to overcome Dusha's immortality? Find out next time on The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Dead in Fae.